question was asked, how come we find in the Zohar that there are things such as putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed that are not in line with our tradition of what we do? So if you learn Medrash, and Zohar is a type of Medrash, you will find that there are quite a few points that the rabbis differed on, and we rule like one of those opinions. Very often the Medrash expands on a topic quoted in Talmud. The Talmud actually quotes Medrash all the time. Very often when the Talmud says Tanu Rabbanan, what the Talmud is doing is quoting a Braisa, quoting a Tanaic quote from Medrash. Sometimes from Torah Kohanim, sometimes it's a Medrash that we find in other places like Psikta or Safra or Sifri, etc. Or Seder Olam Rabbah, okay, you don't need the listing now. The fact that there are multiple opinions in the Medrash, you also find multiple opinions in the Mishnah and in the Talmud, and we rule like one of them. But the fact that there are more opinions out there, that doesn't bother us. I'm saying that's not a question on our tradition. Zohar can bring opinions that are differing from the opinions we have within Medrash, because many Midrashim will quote you more opinions than you have in the regular Medrash. You look in the Medrash Rabbah, you get a certain set of opinions. You expand your horizons a little bit and include the Medrash Shochet Tov and the Medrash Tanhuma. You get other opinions. Okay? So Zohar is another Medrash. Correct. And the Zohar, being that it's quoting Tanakh opinions, you could have arguments with Tanakh opinions, and Amorak opinions can have arguments with Amorak opinions. That's not such a bothersome thing, because the more you study Medrash, the more you see that that's what's happening throughout the Medrash. I want to give an example. If you look at the Targum on the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, so the Targum is Unkelus, right? So Unkelus was from the Tanakh period. And yet there are places where the Targum translates not the way we rule in the Talmud. When it says, you buy a servant for 6 years, the seventh year goes free, is that the Jubilee year, or 6 year and seventh year not connected to the Jubilee year? Well, it depends on which version of Targum you're looking at. And there are many examples of this. So we have Tanakh opinions, just as you have arguments between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, so you have arguments in the Midrashim as well. And that's a part of the oral tradition. So that's the fact that you'll find that in Zohar, well, you find it in Shas, you find it in other Midrashim, so you also find it in Zohar. I don't see why that would be a question.